Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Let's kick Hunger Day live at Second Harvest Heartland. Jason DeRussia, Drive Time with DeRussia. I'll give you the number 1,000 times because we want you to call it 952-886-4376. 952-886-4376. So glad to have Chris Finch here from the Minnesota Timberwolves, head coach of the Timberwolves and a fellow board member here at Second Harvest Heartland. Chris, great to see you.
Yeah, it's great to be here. No, welcome on board.
Thank you. I'm the new one. You've been on the board for a little longer.
Yeah, I'm the stealth board member. I make most of the meetings, but with the schedule, it's not always easy to make them all, but I'm active, if not always present.
Well, and I think just the fact that you're there with your support and that the community knows that you care about this issue, it means a lot. I think it means a lot. What is it about hunger? What is it about Second Harvest that got you involved?
Yeah, I think it's really basic, Jason. We all need to be able to eat, to be the best version of ourselves. And we all need to be able to not have to worry about that. And it's sad in a country such as ours, which is the riches that we have, that we have so many people that have to face this every day. It's apolitical. There's nothing you can do to argue about whether it's good or bad. We have to be all in on it. It's just a no-brainer. That's really kind of the driving thing behind getting involved with hunger relief. And then when you meet the people here at Second Harvest, I mean, it's such an incredible organization. It really is like a hidden gem. And, well, we don't want it to be a hidden gem, but it is a jewel of the Twin Cities.
952-886-4376. We do have a 3-1 match right now, thanks to Lando Lakes. A great partner is Second Harvest Heartland, and we're so glad to have him on board for Let's Kick Hunger Day today. So a your money, if you call now, your money's going to go make such a difference to neighbors and people in our community. You mentioned the people here at Second Harvest. Yeah. For you, I mean, there's a leadership component that for you as a leader, you look here and you think, the CEO, Allie O'Toole, is just a tremendous leader.
Yeah, it doesn't get any better than her. We're lucky to have her. The way that her personality, when you walk into this facility, you can feel it in everything and everybody you meet. I actually have the great fortune of having gone to college with Allison, and we are college friends from a long, long time ago in another life. And ironically, we ended up here together.
Where'd you guys go to college?
Franklin and Marshall is a small school in Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. And to see everything that she's done, on the path that's brought her to this place, and to be able for her to work in all of those arenas and tie it all together to help Second Harvest and its mission, it almost feels very, synergistic.
When you look back to yourself as a college student, would you ever have pictured yourself as a NBA head coach?
No, not at all. It was never a stated goal of mine. I knew when I was in college I wanted to get into coaching, but I figured that would be in college.
Yeah. What is it about coaching? What is it that drew you even from a younger age to coaching?
I think two things. One is I always liked the strategy of the game, the connectivity of the players, how that kind of marries up with philosophy, X's and O's, all that kind of stuff. That was always very intriguing for me. And then it's really about leadership.
Yeah. Motivating,
like messaging, relationship building. Those are the things that are absolutely key. I think been one of those coach on the floor types, was able to be a leader. You know, that's in your DNA, I think. But you have to be in the right environment for it to come out. You know, I may not be a leader in every environment, but in sports, it came natural to me.
Great win last night.
Yeah.
It's. Do you feel different the day after a win, or have you? Well, it's a yes.
Yeah. No, no. I mean,
I wonder if you like sort of learn, like as a professional, like you're going to lose.
Yeah, obviously. I think when you play as many games as we do in the NBA, and they come thick and fast, you have to come to terms with losing's part of the deal.
Right.
But it never really sits well with it. If it does sit well, you probably should move on.
Probably in the wrong business, yeah. Some are worse than others.
Yeah,
though, right?
And this year, to be honest, like the losses has been harder. You know, even though we've had a very challenging season with a lot of injuries and a lot of in and out of the lineups and things like that, it's, you know, some of the losses that we've had have been losses that, you know, been on the regrettable side.
Yeah.
But they're also somewhat expected for a team in transition, whether it be young team or new parts that are quite significant to try to blend in. So it's been a lot more I've taken the losses harder this year.
Interesting.
Yeah, for some reason or other.
Well, some of that, I mean, there have been a number of very close losses and a number where you feel like some of them, you know, like part of the NBA today is the fact that you can have a 20-point lead and it really doesn't mean anything anymore. Yep. This is not a Timberwolves issue. There have been a lot of statistical analyses that have run across the league to say, no, it's not that the Timberwolves are blowing these 20-point leads.
Right.
It's that a 20-point lead isn't safe in a 3-point shooting league, which is what the NBA is.
Yeah, I mean, the pace and the...
So fast.
Yeah, it's very fast. I mean, there's probably almost 20 more possessions than there was in the game 20 years ago. That's quite a number. And then also, this the volatility of the shooting. What game was I watching? Atlanta beat beat Phoenix last night. They made 20 threes. That's 60 points right there. So it's hard to overcome when someone gets on a hot streak like that. I think Boston beat the Nets last night. They were up 49 at one time. So you never saw these massive swings or separation. But also, you know, we've shown the ability, and I've said this time and again, to beat anybody, which is a great thing, but also to lose on any given night. And that's the inconsistency that drives you crazy as a coach.
Right. 952-886-HERO. 952-886-4376 is the CenturyLink phone bank. We do have a 3-1 match right now. So make that call to help kick hunger here at Second Harvest Heartland. Chris Finch is our guest, head coach of the Minnesota Timberwolves, board member here at Second Harvest Heartland. What would your message be to our listeners right now as they're deciding? You know, the money is tight for everybody, so 100%. I get that.
Yeah, money is tight for everyone. Any little bit helps, of course, and then the 3-1 match makes it go a long way. It's incredible how much we're able to do with just a little bit of money. But if you can't give money, give time. I mean, we're also at this time of the year, we experience a little bit of a drop-off in volunteering. And my answer to that is that we all started the year with a New Year's resolution, right? And I'm sure we're in that resolution. We said, yeah, we have to do something, you know, outside of ourselves, give back to the community. This is the perfect time. You come in here. It's a beautiful facility. The team makes it fun.
You were out here before we were chatting. Yep. You had a lot of your – I saw John Thomas. Who you had a bunch of the coaches.
We had our entire coaching staff here and some of our social responsibility and community relations people as well as our media.
It's fun, isn't
it? It's fun.
Yeah. What were you guys packing?
Potatoes.
Better than onions.
Yeah, onions can be a little tricky because they flake, you know.
Right.
But potatoes,
they're all
easy.
Right.
Yeah.
It is a good team building thing, and we hope that when people come out here and volunteer, that maybe they get inspired if they have an extra $20 or $50 that they can chip that into.
Absolutely, and then you know they show you at the end of your work the impact that you've made, and that's always fun, and you take away all the great feelings that you expect when you're involved in the community when you leave a place like this.
It's pretty cool. Well, we appreciate, I mean, obviously you get pulled in a lot of different directions, but the fact that you've dedicated yourself to being on the board and fighting to make a difference with our neighbors and the community, it says a lot. So I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, and welcome on board. Look forward to working alongside, and appreciate all the support from CCO as well.
Very good. Chris Finch, head coach. Go get him tomorrow night.
Thank you.
A couple home games ahead, too. So make sure you go get out there at Target Center. It's fun. I tell you what, it is a great environment. The fans have been doing their part this year.
The fans have been amazing.
You feel it, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, we've been playing better, and we've really been responding off their energy, and I think they've enjoyed watching this team come together and gel and start to play the right way, and it's a team, I think, when you watch now, that you can really be proud of.
I get some grief if I'm sitting in a friend's courtside seats, but I believe the team really appreciates when I'm sitting courtside, don't you think?
You're right down there on Celebrity Row.
Yeah, it's a big deal. Thanks, Chris.
I appreciate it.
It is 4:28. We're in the middle of the Let's Kick Hunger Day Radio-a-thon. We need your help. 952-886-4376. 952-886-HERO. And we need you to be the hero. We need you to step up and help our community, help fight hunger. I got a whole room full of volunteers, and I have a loon that just walked through the room. You never know what's going to happen out here at Second Harvest Heartland, I'll tell you that much. 3-1 match going on right now, thanks to Lando Lakes. So make your money go farther. Dan, we need those phone lines to ring. You can go online and do it, too. WCCORadio.com. Click on Donate Now. Or you can go to 2harvest.org/kickhunger. But WCCORadio.com will get you right to that same spot. 952-886-4376. Had some great guests telling their stories. Chris Finch, Sue Zelickson, Kyle Rudolph. We'll have more throughout the next hour and a half out here. So We're in it to win it. We're in it to get this over the finish line and get enough donations. We're talking about a massive impact of meals for our neighbors. 952-886-4376. The Let's Kick Hunger Day Radiothon continues live from Second Harvest Heartland in just a minute on Drive Time with DeRussia.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.